This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. It isn't just wild coyotes roaming in San Francisco. Across the bay, wild turkeys are on the loose. The turkey population is growing throughout California, like in the East Bay. KLW's Hannah Kingsley Ma and Ted Muldoon explored how some Bay Area residents are going above and beyond to protect wildlife from the consequences of city living.
I am currently at the Mountain View Cemetery. It's about 7:23 in the morning, and I'm looking at a gang of turkeys, about 19 large. I'm going to go see if I can get some audio of them.
That's Ted. He's in the Mountain View Cemetery north of Oakland. Granite gravestones and mausoleums dot the sloping landscape. Just for the record, gang is the technical term for a group of turkeys. And what Ted's seeing is becoming increasingly common.
Approaching the turkeys. And they're running. Quick buggers. Our pursuit is leading downhill. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wild turkeys now inhabit at least 18% of the state of California. People are also growing in number in the East Bay. In 2013, Alameda was the second fastest growing county in the state. And if both trends continue, cohabitation will inevitably become a challenging proposition. This brings Ted and me to the Lindsay Wildlife Rehabilitation Hospital in Walnut Creek.
In the last season alone, the hospital took in 5,700 animals, injured or orphaned ones from the surrounding area. This season, they've received unusually high numbers of turkeys.
The director of veterinary services at the hospital is Dr. Gertham Purden. He says over the past two decades, turkeys have adapted a little too well to living amongst people.
Anywhere where it's a little bit woody, a little bit trees, we're getting turkeys now.
The hospital takes in turkeys in varying physical condition. Chicks, for instance.
Also called poults.
Usually are in pretty good health and have just been separated from their parents. They've fallen into a storm drain or gotten cut off from their mothers by a road.
While adult males and females.
Called toms and hens.
Tend to come in with some pretty grievous injuries. They may be hit by cars. They may have been shot by gun or by arrow.
When they're not being shot at, for the most part, turkeys don't bother people.
But those relationships can grow more complicated when a steady food source is introduced into the mix.
Turkeys will eat pretty much any kind of food. Cat food, dog food that people like to leave out.
Which people do?
You've got these really striking animals that are just moving through your yard, and they look a little bit like dinosaurs, and they're really kind of cool when you think about it. And there's a tendency to want to reach out and kind of participate in that life, in that wildlife.
In a hospital, keeping that distinction between wild and domestic is difficult, but Dr. Purden has helped maintaining that balance.
My name is Deborah Majora, and I'm a volunteer with the Lindsay Wildlife Rehabilitation Hospital.
She is one of many home care volunteers at the hospital.
Turkeys are her specialty.
There was one recently, I'm going to call him Mr. Panhandler. He was at a local retail mall in front of a bank, and I guess he was there maybe 2 months. The customers would come and offer him muffins and things, and he was quite obese. So that's a problem, because if they're obese and they can't fly, then the predators get them, and we've unbalanced the relationship.
Majora has been caring after turkeys in her own home for 4 years now.
The wildlife hospital isn't big enough to house all of the animals they receive.
So volunteers are trained to take care of recovering animals in their own homes. One volunteer looks after all the raccoons.
While another looks after all the foxes.
And another all the hawks.
And so on and so forth.
Only skunks are excluded from this home care system. And not even because of their smell, but because they're a major rabies vector.
Which means they get a lot of rabies.
And actually, Majora ends up taking care of more than just turkeys.
I'm also a member of the possum team and the squirrel team.
The squirrel team.
Majora not only has to look after these animals, she also has to do it while keeping them wild.
Which is easier said than done.
I do not interact with the wildlife like I do with my pets. So I don't carry them around and I don't imprint them on me. The cages are covered in towels and I'm some evil demon that picks them up, cleans them, weighs them, and then puts them back. The bigger ones are big enough they can challenge me, so I tend to turn my back on them, which is why sometimes I get kicked, but that's okay.
How often do you get kicked?
Once a month, maybe. It's okay. It's a good thing.
Lately, Majora's received a lot of turkeys.
This year I had so many that I stopped keeping track because I was just taking care of turkeys. I had more turkeys this year than all prior 3 years combined. At one time I had over 40, probably 45, 46.
Of course, she can't take care of these birds forever. So once a turkey has been fully rehabilitated, Majora takes steps to release it back into the wild.
But the process can be complicated, both legally and logistically. Fish and wildlife regulations stipulate that turkeys must be returned within 3 miles of where they were originally found. So Majora takes occasional field trips.
We're riding in her SUV in silence. 2 birds sit in the back. They're packed into dog kennels covered in floral sheets. Majora leans over and whispers to me.
Right now they're listening to my voice, but they've never heard it before this, which is not a bad thing, because I don't want them associating people as a good thing.
Majora is driving along the border of Alameda County and Contra Costa County, near the city of Livermore.
We pass large-scale condo developments that all seem to end in the word ranch. These are offset by green hills, where we're headed.
Up until about 10 years ago, this was nothing but rolling hills and homesteads. And all the development you see has occurred just in the last 10 years.
Farther into the hills near our horse stable, we round a corner and come across an unexpected welcoming committee.
Oh, look, look. We could do it right here. There's your turkeys.
Huddled in front of the car is a gang of 30 turkeys.
That's not the flock I wanted, but we're within the zone. So this works. And they have birds the size I'm bringing, so this is just fine.
As we get out of the car, I raise a concern.
Now, it says no trespassing private property.
But I'm not going to go in the property. The birds fly.
Majora gobbles at the turkeys to attract their attention.
Majora's not big, but she carries a 12-pound turkey the way most people carry a grocery bag. She hoists the kennel on top of the fence and struggles to open the door. The turkey inside bangs against the cage with its chest.
Majora raises the latch.
And the tom takes off like a bat out of hell. The other turkeys sprint after it, like the bird released was their long-lost brother.
Majora looks pleased.
The bird I released is giving a call that says, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone. That's that kee-kee-kee-kee that you hear. And the other birds are calling, come back, come back, come back. That's what I interpret it as. If the bird comes to me, I have failed, and I have never had that happen.
Her plan has got off without a hitch. Majora's done this countless times. But that doesn't mean her solution is the only way to deal with the increasing domestication of wild turkeys.
In cases where turkeys become a nuisance, Fish and Wildlife issue what is known as a depredation permit.
Which means you can kill them.
But these permits are only issued when turkeys cause property damage.
For the rest of us, there are more basic ways to manage turkey populations. Fish and Wildlife suggests installing motion-sensitive sprinklers, removing bird feeders, owning a dog. They even suggest arming oneself with an open umbrella when faced with an aggressive turkey. And there's something else that might keep wild turkeys and humans from bothering each other.
Stop feeding them your cat food.
In Alameda County, this is Hannah Kinsey-Mott.
And Ted Muldoon for Cross Currents.